This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond, which is where I am, beyond, working out of the home office today because we've got a big car update, which we will share in just a little while. Mad Max is working diligently and so hard for 6 hours in a row. Behind the audio board and producing shows as he does normally here on Friday. So we can't thank him enough for all of his hard work. Cowboy B is crying in his...
No tears have been shed.
No?
No. They were shed last night, I'm sure, but not in these walls.
He's tough. Boy, I tell you, he's tough. Poor guy. He's got to clean up the mess that is Jerry Jones. Boy, we've got a lot to cover, man. I don't know how much Commanders we should even do. I mean, we'll do a little bit of it, but quite honestly, the Commanders are like not only on the back burner, but they're like out to pasture right now. They're on a four-day weekend. Players have nothing to do. They have the whole weekend off. There's no media availability. Nothing real juicy since earlier in the week, maybe even as late as Wednesday. When Terry and Adam Peters and Dan Quinn spoke, not a whole lot of meat, if you will, on that bone. So we will talk a little bit of Commanders. We will talk a little bit of New York Giants, just because that's the week one opponent. But we will talk much more about the week two opponent and the impact of Micah Parsons. Oh, yeah, that's right. Micah Parsons. As you know by now, heading to the Green Bay Packers. And the Green Bay Packers are the week two, short week, super short week, Thursday night football at Lambeau Field opponent for the Washington Commanders. And as you know by now, if you've watched Micah Parsons against the Commanders, the Washington football team, I don't think he actually played against the Redskins. If you've watched him versus any of those products, including week 18 of last year in Jaden Daniels' one half of play, he has torn apart the burgundy and gold. He has torn apart the burgundy and gold. So we should all celebrate, right? Because Micah Parsons is no longer in the NFC East. That was the immediate reaction. I heard on my way home, Doc yesterday, Grant and Danny, then Linnell, all celebrating in some way, shape, or form that Micah Parsons was out of the NFC East and you didn't have to see him twice anymore. That is true. I cannot deny that. The Green Bay Packers are not in the NFC East. You do not play them twice a year. You're not even guaranteed to play them once a year. You do this year in week two, as we mentioned. On the road, Thursday Night Football, short week at Lambeau Field, a game that I would fully expect Micah Parsons and his just debilitating back injury. I mean, you know, really debilitating back injury. So much so that he was going for a second opinion on Wednesday, which probably was to go to Green Bay. But either way, the debilitating back injury that really, really led to him falling asleep on the trainer's table at AT&T Stadium last weekend, and that really caused him a lot of problems. Boy, I'd love to see that back injury in exchange for the $188 million that he just got.
Well, Chris,
yeah,
we have an update.
Oh, really?
From Ian Rappaport
oh,
on the back that. Injury.
Oh.
From Micah Parsons. Let's hear it.
Well, and you know what I was thinking about? You talk about the doctor's appointment that Micah Parsons went to. If there was any doubt from the Green Bay Packers whether or not he would pass a physical after not participating in training camp, like, he just passed one, right? I mean, I assume he went to go see Dr. Watkins, one of the experts in backs. He was in L.A. That's where, you know, again, one of the specialists is. If the Packers ever wondered about his health, they probably got a pretty good read there, which just so happened to be while the two sides were negotiating Micah Parsons' contract, while the Packers knew they had a deal with the Dallas Cowboys, and they also now know Micah Parsons has a clean bill of health. So all those things happen in what has been a very nervy 3 or 4 days for everyone involved, including maybe a couple reporters. But all's well that ends well for Micah Parsons, who is now a Green Bay Packer.
Interesting.
Imagine how the back injury just gets a clear bill of health. Imagine how the potential grievance just goes away. Imagine how, Max, you may have missed it, the greatest indication that there was zero concern about the back was not that he passed a physical. Did you see the video that I think Ari Marov had, because that dude doesn't sleep? I think he posted it. Maybe it was some other NFL insider jabroni. Micah Parsons jumping and running all around his house with a woman. I don't know who she is. I don't know if it's a mom.
I did see the video this morning whatever. Of him, his mom, like, fully retiring and all that. I think that is that the video you're referencing?
No, this was him running around like one level of his house, like with a jacuzzi in the background and something and hot tubs and spas, and he's like jumping all around and celebrating that he got $188 million with like $130 of it guaranteed.
I mean, I'd do the same.
Well, my point is of course you'd do the same, but yeah. You wouldn't do the same if your back was a problem, right?
I suppose that could be true.
Yeah. So when I saw that, I said, imagine how that back must be feeling today. Now that you don't have Jerry Jones, the Cowboys organization, and everything else strapped to it. Imagine that. And imagine how you can go to the bank and see, well, I mean, I guess he won't see all $188 million. In the bank account, but he'll see a whole lot of millions in the bank account if he wants to see it, unless he has personal assistants that do it for him. So Micah Parsons, the back injury, quite honestly, I'm sorry, was about as real as Terry McLaurin's ankle injury, which is to say not very real at all. Maybe it was a little bit sore. Maybe it was a little bit
just a little tight.
Need of a little TLC, a massage, a little tightness.
Much like maybe. Terry's ankle.
Yeah. Yeah, it just needed to be massaged a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Massaged by $188 million.
Yeah. I hear it's the best massage, Roost.
I mean, amazing. Amazing how that works. But anyway, people were celebrating yesterday, Max. I don't know if you listened.
I was part of it.
Okay. So Micah's not in the NFC East anymore. That's great, right? That is
awesome.
Great news. There is no doubt that when you have to take him on twice a year, that sucks. However, here's the problem.
I've been waiting
for this.
As usual,
the context is they do have to face him once this year in Green Bay, week two, presuming that he plays, which, again, not going to be a problem with the back, okay? And he's got enough time to get some practice in and to be at least a pitch count factor. And that guy doesn't need a lot of pitches. He's not the Nationals in the bottom of the third inning the other day at Yankee Stadium. Ba-dum-bum. Shh. Come on, that was funny. No? That wasn't funny?
I'm going to let it ride.
You didn't think that? Oh, were you answering a call?
Maybe, maybe not. We'll never know.
But that was, I thought, pretty hilarious. That was maybe my funniest line of the day.
Listen, you've had some pretty good ones this week. I'll give you that.
I know. Well, yeah, I've had a couple. But anyway, so Micah Parsons might be on a pitch count week two. But again, he'll say not as many pitches as the Nationals needed to get out of the bottom of the third inning on Wednesday in that disaster of a frame. The Nationals back in action tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays at Nationals Park on a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm sure it'll be a beautiful Friday night at the ballpark. But anyway, neither here nor there. So you get Micah Parsons out of the division, and that's great. You don't have to see him when you go to Dallas on a super short week at 4:25 Eastern time on October the 19th. After you played the Chicago Bears on Monday night, you don't have to see him. He won't be there. I promise you, he won't be there. You do have to see him. And again, he might be on a limited pitch count because he's still learning the system. Maybe the back is a little bit sore. Maybe it needs to be rubbed a little bit by a little green and gold. Maybe a bratwurst or two needs to be slathered on his back to get him right. I don't know. Whatever the case might be, you're going to see Micah Parsons week two against the Commanders. Here's the problem. For everybody that's celebrating and thinking, oh, wow, you know, it does make the NFC East easier to win, easier to compete. It absolutely does. It worsens the Dallas Cowboys. The problem is, as we know, the Cowboys were no legitimate threat. No real threat to win the division. Yes, they almost beat you twice last year. Yes, they went 1-1 and were a pain in the ass. And Micah dominated early in that Week 18 game. Yes, it helps to go against the Dallas Cowboys without Micah Parsons. Yes, it makes it theoretically easier to win the division without Micah Parsons. I mean, you still have those pesky Philadelphia Eagles to worry about. We'll get to that later. But the point being is, before you start celebrating, strapping your party hats on, blowing out your, what do you call those things? The things you like with the whistle tip and they roll out. And I don't know what they're called, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Before you start doing that, did you realize for 1 second that you made a legitimate NFC championship and Super Bowl contender a lot better? So before we start throwing the parade, before we start crowning anybody's ass, before we start going crazy, the Commanders had nothing to do with this, by the way. I'm not saying the Commanders made the Packers better. The Cowboys made the Packers better. And I, this year, at least, and maybe moving forward, I don't know about you, Max. I don't know about you, Commanders fans, Cowboys fans, football fans. I'm more worried about the Green Bay Packers, and I was yesterday morning, or hell, yesterday afternoon when we were on the air discussing this. I care and worry more about the Green Bay Packers than I ever did about the Dallas Cowboys. And now they're at least 5 times better on defense and more dangerous. This is not as good of a move for the Washington Commanders as fans, media, and pundits want to believe it is. Does it help you? that Micah Parsons is not in the NFC East?
Yes.
Does it help you theoretically that you don't have to face him twice?
Yes.
However, he just made one of your chief competitors way better. Immediately. He just made the Green Bay Packers not unbeatable, because a lot of other things have to happen. Jordan Love, so on, the young receivers, blah, 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 health, all that. Got it. He just made the Green Bay Packers a lot better than they were yesterday morning. He just did. And guess what? This radio host does not need any odds to tell me that the Green Bay Packers are better. They are. Green Bay's odds, according to ESPN Bet, to reach the NFC Championship game, a spot that the Commanders were in, plus 350. Green Bay's odds to win the NFC, plus 550. I don't have their Super Bowl odds right now. I'll get them. But that's where ESPN Bet has them as of a couple hours ago. I don't know where they were yesterday morning, because I don't care that much about it, because the odds are just reactionary. They're not based on any inside knowledge at all. They're just reactionary. But the bottom line is, Green Bay realistically, and in every sense of common sense, got much better yesterday and much better quicker. And now, if we're being totally honest, you would rank Philadelphia still probably number one. You would rank Green Bay at worst, number three, and probably number two. The question for me is whether you would rank, and this is in terms of getting to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, the question for me is whether you would put the Commanders at third ahead of the Los Angeles Rams, or did the Commanders slip behind the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers? I would personally rank the Philadelphia Eagles number one, the Green Bay Packers number two, the Los Angeles Rams number three, and the Commanders number four, in terms of how I would rank the likelihood of making it to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, right here, right now, sight unseen. Because, of course, injuries can change all that, and things can evolve over the course of a long season. Got it. But that's where I would rank them. I don't know where you would rank them, but that's where I would rank them. And I would put Green Bay as high as number two now. I wouldn't put them over the Eagles out of a tip of the cap respect, but I would put them at number two because they were already a playoff contender. They were already a championship contender. They lost in Philadelphia in the opening round of the playoffs, the wild card playoffs. But if they don't fumble on the opening drive, on the opening kick, maybe they hang around in that game. Maybe they win that game. I don't know. Who knows? And we all know that the Green Bay Packers have one of the better young quarterbacks in the league. Now, he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to be more consistent. They have a terrific run game. They have a solid offensive line, which is always injured. They lose Kenny Clark in the trade, so that's going to hurt their run defense, but they get a dynamic edge pass rusher. Remember last year they gave up on Preston Smith midway through the year, and everybody was like, huh? Well, now they have Preston Smith times 100. In Micah Parsons. So to me, they're number two. Where are they for you? That's one of the ways we want to start out on this Friday. We will react to who got the better of the deal and how insane are the Dallas Cowboys? How crazy is Jerry Jones? I'll give you an example. Jerry Jones is so crazy. He thinks he drafted and traded Michael Parsons yesterday. When we return, we will get to your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We are broadcasting live on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and nationally on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. It is the Rooster, Chris Russell. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you, Mad Max, back in our D.C. studios. Cowboy B in mourning or just stoically dealing with being a Cowboy fan, I'm sure, because he started out as a Cowboy fan because he grew up in the shadows of Cowboy Stadium. What was the old stadium used to be called? Is it Cowboy Stadium? Texas Stadium. Texas Stadium, I think, is what they used to call it. Right? I mean, because that's how everybody becomes a Cowboys fan, right? I think that's what I've been told. Anyway, Michael Parsons is on his way to the Green Bay Packers. That's the Week 2 opponent for the Washington Commanders. And again, I started off the show by saying, yes, you can celebrate that Michael Parsons is out of the NFC East, and that means you don't have to take him on twice. But he just instantly made a contending team that maybe last year wasn't as good as yours. Ultimately, by the only way we can truly judge. But it was pretty damn good. And it could get a lot better even without Michael Parsons. But it got way better with the addition of Michael Parsons. Now, if you're wondering why I keep calling Micah Parsons, Michael Parsons, I think we have some audio. Is that right, Mad Max? I think I saw.
It's very easily searchable. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm driving home from the gym last night, and I'm listening on our sister station, 105.3, The Fan down in Dallas, and they go to the live Jerry Jones press conference, and he calls him Michael Parsons, and I said, wait, did I hear that right, or am I just looking for something here? I said, I wonder if he's going to do that again. And sure as you know what, he does it again just a second later. And then he does it a third time. And he corrects himself then and says, Micah Parsons. And I just started to immediately have flashbacks to hairy-chested Bruce Allen
calling Dave
Cousins. Kurt Cousins. Not Kirk, Kurt Cousins. I started having lots of remembrances of that. From what was that, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it is?
Something like that, yeah.
I listened to that entire press conference, and then I've seen some video clips. And listen, I am very sensitive to calling people senile or whatever. I mean, there are a lot of health issues. There are a lot of cognitive concerns amongst our senior citizens, amongst older people. Hell, there's cognitive concerns for me at 51, okay? I don't remember what I used to remember. I'm not as sharp as a tack as I used to be. Sometimes your brain just gets screwed up. When you just traded a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation-type player, and you're holding a press conference on national television and radio, and it's going to be blown up in memes and GIFs and all sorts of things forever and ever and ever.
Carried live on NFL Network for all the nation to see.
Can you please make sure the guy you just traded, that you're referring to him by his actual name?
Why should I? He's not on my team anymore.
So,
did I talk to Michael?
Michael. Did I talk to Michael? Did you talk to Michael?
Did I talk to Michael?
Did I just trade Michael Parsons or Micah Parsons?
Nobody will ever know.
Michael Parsons on his way to the Green Bay Packers. 301-230-0980. Let's get to it on the phones and get at least one in here before the bottom of the hour. Where do we want to go? We'll start line one before we get to Bird and Richmond on the other side. We'll start with Mike and Bowie on the Team 980. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Rooster. How you doing? Thanks
doing
for having
good,
me. Love
Thanks
your show.
Us. Thank you, man.
And first of all, let me just say I'm by no means a Jerry Jones fan or anything like that. And I don't want to come off as like a Cowboy fan that is unrealistic about like our expectations of what we're going to do. I'm born and raised in a DMV, and I'm going to say half of my family are Redskins fans. The other half are Cowboy fans. So I've come to have love for both teams. But I've watched every snap from Micah Parsons. I watched all three playoff games for Micah Parsons. I watched the zero bagel of sacks he got in the playoff games. He's great during the regular season. He's an awesome highlight reel. You sit back and, you know, everything you're seeing on the highlight reel is great. Do you remember the stupidity that we had in San Francisco? Do you think that game would have been different if he would have got a couple sacks, maybe forced a fumble, something? They shut him down. This move was made so Cowboys can compete in the postseason. What I agree with what Jerry said. We can't stop the run. We haven't stopped it in a decade. So with the pass rush, you're mitigating that. So they want to they said they would have only traded for somebody with a premium D tackle, and that's what they view Clark as. So and also, how come no one's talking about how Parsons just reset the market?
Yeah.
It almost feels like, and it's okay because you either love or hate the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
This is all just Cowboy hate. Parsons is going to come out and be a wrecking ball. Parsons is going to come out, and he is going to be a wrecking ball for the first 4, 5, or 6 weeks. We'll see how everything plays out of week 10, and you don't know who we're going to end up with.
No,
we
that's true.
Look, wait until Cleveland's over 6, and Jerry Jones is trading 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett and paying him $41 million.
Let me jump in, and I'll give you a chance to respond. Okay, so my initial reaction was – I didn't like the return for the Cowboys, right? Two probably lower late first round picks. Kenny Clark,
maybe,
a guy who's 30 or whatever, right? But the more and more I've thought about it, I don't want to say that it's exactly fair return, six of one, half dozen of the other, because I don't think that's right. But I don't think the return is as bad as I initially thought last night, if I'm being totally honest, as I've had time to think about it. And as you pointed out, you are right. Even under Dan Quinn, who's here and who, you know, Micah loved, they couldn't stop the run. Certainly against physical run first teams. And that was a knock against Dan Quinn. And that was a knock against the Cowboys. And it's been a knock against the Cowboys. Now, did they get enough in Kenny Clark? Probably not. But it's not like Kenny Clark's a nothing. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. One. And it's not like he's, I mean, he's not, what is he?
Well, look,
he's not even 30
Clark,
yet.
Right?
It's not like he's 33 or 34 and on his last legs, you know? So, and you don't know what those two first round picks could be. And I was also thinking about this. What if they're right on Donovan Ezeraku?
They're definitely right on him. But here's the bigger thing. $47 million. Like, the players are going to ruin the league.
Yeah.
Okay, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, and Micah Parsons would count for 50% of the cap.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work. That doesn't create a winner. What I see them doing is trying to be like the Patriots or the Chiefs. We're going to invest in the trenches. They didn't go with the flashy pick and get some wide receiver last year. They got a great O-lineman. They're investing in the trenches because they want to win in the playoffs. That San Francisco debacle was embarrassing. Everything they did. And do you think the game would have been different if Michael had had two or three sacks? He had zero sacks in three games. Look, I love him. I'm not saying he's not great. I don't, you know, and I do appreciate what Jerry said. They Mike approached him about the deal. They agreed on a number to make you the highest paid non-quarterback person in the league. There was an agreement there. Then he comes out and wants $7 million more than Myles Garrett. Look.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly what he wanted, but that's certainly what he got. There is no doubt about that because nobody thought he was going to get $47 million. I will give you this one last thing, and it's an excellent call, but I got to run. One last thing. The Cowboys, Micah Parsons, to your point, has one sack in his playoff career. One. It's the only game that Cowboys won in his playoff career at Tampa, Tom Brady's last game. He had one sack in that game, and that was it. I appreciate the phone call. I'd really do. It's a good call. And I am not here to kill the Cowboys. Initially last night, I was like flabbergasted that they did this. But the more and more you think about it, I think it's a better deal for the Green Bay Packers ultimately based on talent. But the Cowboys might be right here. The Cowboys might actually be correct here. Long term. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to Bird after the break right here on the Team 980. Bird, hang in there. Cowboy fans, if you want to chime in, please do so at 301-230-0980. We're not here to kill you. Packers fans, you want to chime in. Go right ahead. Commanders fans, how do you see this on the Team 980? First, a trending alert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good to have you with us on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Live via the Odyssey app, as well iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Looks like we're going to go up to Green Bay or Wisconsin and talk to my buddy Doug Russell, my brother from another mother. Indeed. He covers the Green Bay Packers and has for a very long time. So we'll get his thoughts on Micah Parsons landing with the Green Bay Packers. It's funny, I was going to have him on the show in the week leading up to the Thursday night game, but why not have him on twice if we can, and certainly on a day like this. So we're just awaiting word from him as to the exact time he can do that, but that'll be coming up. Just get some perspective from the Packers or the Packers' perspective, if you will. Listen, the Cowboys' perspective is this. I said on Twitter last night, it's like trading a top shelf whiskey for three bottles of cheap wine. Max, I don't know if that's fair. That probably isn't. Kenny Clark's a damn good player. But I would say this. While I feel like it's a little bit better of a deal today than I did last night for the for the Cowboys, it's clearly, hey man, we are trying to get three players at least, and they made it clear, hey, maybe that might be four or five players, depending on trade down, trade whatever. Maybe it's a future quarterback. Maybe it's packaging the picks, because now they have two first-round picks in each of the next 2 years, so on and so forth, right? So there's a lot of way the Cowboys can go here. So initially, I thought it was a bad deal, just the return. But I do get diversifying your resources and not overpaying people when you've already overpaid, stupidly, by the way, Dak Prescott, and when you've already had to pay a high amount for CeeDee Lamb. And notice how I qualify one as stupid and one as just a high amount. It's true, CeeDee Lamb is paid a lot of money. I don't feel like CeeDee Lamb is absurdly paid. Dak Prescott, because they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited until the season opener last year, they paid him at least $5 million more than any other quarterback and any other player in NFL history per year to get that done. Not smart. They way overpaid for Dak Prescott, period. Way overpaid. So notice how I don't say that. Hey, Max, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break to get the final break of the hour, or I should say the next scheduled break, and then we'll call my friend Doug in just a little bit and get his perspective on the other side, okay? Why don't we do that? I would just say this. I don't know if they got an eye for an eye. Six of one, half dozen of the other. That's not fair. But I don't know if it was as one-sided as I initially thought last night, and I'll have more thoughts on that. Doug Russell next from Green Bay as he covers the Packers. We'll get the Packers' perspective on the Micah Parsons deal on the Team 980. All right, we're trying to track down my pal Doug Russell, who is dealing with the Green Bay Packers. He's the sports director for 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee and the host of Packers Game Day on the Packers Radio Network, and a longtime radio guy and just a good all-around guy, as he knows the Packers inside and out. We're trying to hunt him down, but the signal might be a little bit wonky right now because I think he's at Lambeau Field awaiting a press conference that the Packers just pushed off slightly. So we will try and get to him as quickly as we can. 301-230-09. You got him? All right, let's do that now. Let's hook up with my, as we used to call each other and still occasionally do, my brother from another mother, sports director of 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, Packers Radio, Packers Game Day host, my guy, Doug Russell. Nice enough to squeeze us in here for a couple of minutes. Dougie, how are you, pal? Thanks for doing this. Appreciate you. I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, no doubt, Rooster. Always good to talk to you. Yeah, it's been a busy, not quite 24 hours here in Wisconsin, but it's been a fun 24 hours.
Absolutely.
Here in Wisconsin as well. A little bit unexpected, but
yeah, you're awaiting a press conference right at Lambeau Field, or is that right? Or
yeah, it's been pushed a little bit. So there's some travel issues. There was going to be originally last night. We were informed that there was going to be a news conference here at 1 o'clock Central Time, so 2 o'clock your time. So coming up in 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. That has been pushed until 5 o'clock Wisconsin time with Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. So the time crunch, when you and I were texting earlier, not as much of a time crunch anymore, but I do appreciate you squeezing me in.
Beautiful. I appreciate you. If you do need to go for any reason, just let me know. The immediate reaction from you, I know Packers fans are excited. Obviously, they believe Gutekunst. You mentioned Matt LaFleur, who, I used to cover a long time ago back when he was a young quarterbacks coach. I know the defensive coordinator is excited, but your immediate reaction is what?
Could this be Reggie White 2.0? Mm. I mean, I know that Reggie was a free agent, and you didn't have to have the draft capital going back to Philadelphia, and obviously that was a couple of generations ago. That was 1992, and this is 2025, but there are some similarities. I mean, Micah Parsons is in his prime. He's 26 years old. He's been an all-pro 3 out of the 4 years that he's been here. There's only been 2 players that have gotten 12 or more sacks their first 4 years in the NFL. One of them is Micah Parsons. The other one is Reggie White. And the one bugaboo that this team had over the last several years was the inability to get home. They would put pressure on the quarterback, but they were never able to get home. Now I think with Micah Parsons on one side and Rashawn Gary on the other, I think that's going to benefit both of those guys. But the Packers got a game wrecker in Micah Parsons. And, yeah, the draft capital going back to Dallas was significant, but I think that every Packers fan is just smiling from ear to ear today all over the world.
All right, you called it significant. I'm not sure if everyone else feels it is, but I feel it's better today as I thought about it than last night. So, I mean, again, I'm not going to double down. You say it's significant. Is Kenny Clark still as good as Kenny Clark used to be, or has he really fallen off? Because I think that's kind of the centerpiece, at least how I look at it, and seemingly how Jerry looked at it last night from the Cowboys.
I don't know that he's fallen off, Chris, but he's also going into his 10th year in the NFL. I mean, he's a great player. He's going to wind up in the Packers Hall of Fame. He's done everything that the Packers have asked him to do. Great leader in the locker room. The Packers didn't necessarily want to give up Kenny Clark, but in order to get quality, you've got to give quality. But, when players get into their 30s in the NFL, you know how the league goes as well as anyone. I mean, that's when you start to see the drop-off. And the one thing that the Packers have been adamant about throughout the course of their history with Brian Gutekunst as a member of the organization. And as a member of the Packers, not the general manager, but as a member of the Packers, he goes back to the Ron Wolf era, so he's got so much history with Green Bay.
Sure.
They would rather get rid of a player 1 year too early than 1 year too late. And we haven't seen the drop-off yet from Kenny Clark, but, you know, time marches on, and you know, the football Grim Reaper, the Turk, if you will, is undefeated. So if Kenny Clark has a great season, I think he could in Dallas, but how many more great seasons is he going to have as he gets into year number 11, 12, and God forbid 13 of what has been a fantastic career?
What about the notion that nobody would have paid Micah Parsons an average of $47 million along with the requisite guarantees? Because the market was like, what, 41, I believe it was, after the TJ Watt deal. How did we get from 41 to 47? And I understand you got to pay a heavier premium to acquire a player as opposed to one of your own, but how did we get there? And is that being met with frustration or worry or concern, considering how high it is above Myles Garrett and, again, TJ Watt's money?
No, I don't think so, because you mentioned those other guys, and the one thing that Micah Parsons has on them is age. He'll be 26 for this entire football season. By the time his 4 years is, or at least this part of his 4 year, the first contract that he signs with Green Bay is up, he will be entering his year 30, of age. So he's got that as far as an advantage is concerned. The salary cap, as you know, goes up seemingly every year. And the Packers have the money to spend. I mean, quite frankly, not having an owner benefits Green Bay tremendously. When Jerry Jones is talking about writing a check to one guy, I mean, that's coming out of his pocket. The Packers just have, in essence, a big money room where they can spend willy-nilly if they need to within the confines of the salary cap. Yeah, it's the money vault. I used to call it Ted Thompson's money vault because he never spent it. Well, Brian Gutekunst is out there spending it right now, and there's no ego that has to be fed as far as an owner. There's a brand new president and CEO in Ed Policy. Of course, you are probably familiar with his father, Carmen Sure. Policy, from his Sure. days running the San Francisco 49ers and then later the Cleveland Browns. So, I mean, there's a football background there. It's a splashy move. Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur are not under contract beyond this coming season. I don't know if that was an urgency on Brian Gutekunst's part, because he's been in the mix for some other players like Khalil Mack a few years ago. But this was, you know, I talked about the Packers pass rush getting home. This was Brian Gutekunst getting home and finishing the deal as well. And you've been to Green Bay. I mean, there's only one thing that they care yeah. about in Green Bay,
yeah.
and that's winning football. That's it. Oh, yeah. That's what the town exists for. So,
there's an advantage there. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on you. Our guest is Doug Russell, my brother from another mother. You can follow him at Doug Russell on Twitter, sports director, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, and also the host of Packers Game Day on the Packers Radio Network. So, this is a move, as I opened up the show. Yeah, Commanders fans are happy that he's out of the NFC East, Micah, but he also made a team that may have been right on your heels in terms of NFC title contention going in before this deal. He made them, meaning the Green Bay Packers, a lot better. And oh, by the way, I'm fully expecting him, maybe he'll be on a pitch count, to be playing 13 nights from now on Thursday Night Football against Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. So, to me, this helps out the Green Bay Packers not only win their division, or try and win their division, or maybe be in better position to win their division, which is the best division in football, but it also significantly should help them in terms of trying to get to the Super Bowl.
I mean, that's the goal. Anything less than a Super Bowl in Green Bay, I mean, they call it Title Town for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the plan. I mean, they got to the playoffs last year. Don't forget, Jordan Love was injured for the
yep.
first half of all of last season after he hurt his knee late in the game in week one against the Eagles in Sao Paulo. And I don't think he was ever right the rest of the season, but if you look at his splits first half to the second half, yeah, he threw a few more interceptions than anyone would want in the first half of the season. Really cleaned that up in the second half. There were some other issues that the Packers had, specifically on defense, where, again, the pass rush was a big problem for the Packers last year. Not having Jair Alexander to count on, but having him as someone who was on your roster taking up a spot, that was a problem. Well, Jair Alexander's not the Packers' problem anymore. When he was on the field, he was great, but he was hardly ever on the field. So
Correct.
Not having that to count on anymore, I think, is going to benefit the Packers as well. Yes, the goal is absolutely not only to win the Central, or the North, I've got baseball in the brain, to win the NFC North, But, yeah, they want to get to Santa Clara. This is absolutely – you don't trade for Micah Parsons to not try to get to the Super Bowl.
How concerning is the reports of the back injury? I said, boy, that back looked great when he was running around his pad on video that I saw and celebrating the deal. didn't look like the back was affecting him at all. Any concern on that level? I know he's got to pass a physical, but that doesn't always tell you everything.
Yeah, back injury. Is that what that's what they called it in the summer in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I got you. Kind of like Terry McLaurin's ankle.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes, very much like Terry McLaurin's ankle, yeah.
More legitimately.
and much better.
Yeah, more legitimately. And this is the one I would be concerned with. There's all sort. Look, you know, and I know, when he was coming out of Penn State, there were some character concerns, some work ethic concerns, some ego concerns. And Jane Slater of NFL Network covers the Cowboys every day. She's running around. She's saying that, hey, the Cowboys players even, never mind the Cowboys coaches and Jerry and Steven and all these people, had concerns about Micah Parsons drifting in and out, paying attention, focus, this, that, the other thing, being a little bit of a pain in the ass. Does Green Bay, I mean, everything I know about Green Bay, they've got a great structure and a great foundation. Is that what they're banking on, or not even a concern at all about some of that stuff?
I would answer that in two ways. Number one, I would say look at the production that he would provide on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it is, if you're talking about a player who can be a pain in the rear end, I mean, they spent 16 years with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they know how to handle challenging personalities. So if there's a master class in that, I think Green Bay has probably aced that test. So I don't think there's any concerns about that. You look so, and listen, also the other part of it is, sometimes when you get an elite player and they get that fresh start, and they're on a defense, you know, with other guys like Edgerrin Cooper, who is a budding superstar in the league just in his second year. You've got Xavier McKinney, who was a first-team all-pro performer a year ago. I mean, this is a defense that can be a wrecking ball. They just needed to have that linchpin available to them, and right now with Micah Parsons, they do. So I don't think that there's any concerns with that, and sometimes guys just need fresh starts. And obviously Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys, there was a disconnect there, and now he's coming to Green Bay, and I think, and I know the Packers fans are hoping, but I think he's going to flourish. And if he doesn't, you know, it was a roll of the dice that was worth it, because you got to take big swings in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, especially like you said, Gutekunst and LaFleur in their final year of their contract, and this team already being a playoff team and clearly missing something. I mean, so much so that they let Preston Smith go because he didn't give them enough juice off the edge last year. This makes a lot of sense, and kind of the writing was on the wall earlier this week. I know when Gutekunst talked to you guys, and then, you know, the cat gets out of the bag on Thursday. So maybe we shouldn't be surprised. Dougie, I appreciate you so much. You know I love you. I wish I was coming up to Green Bay in a week and a half, but, I mean, it's, you know the deal in radio. But I will see you soon at some point, and we will try and catch up, if you don't mind, that week if we can fit it in, because that is a huge week two game. But thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate you.
Without a doubt, I'll be knocking on your door, too. I got an Eye on the Enemy segment that's got your name written all over it.
My guy. My brother from another mother, Doug Russell. We've been working together off and on for, God, 25 years, something like that, back in the sporting news radio days. My man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.